Hi, this is Tom Field. I'm speaking with Lena Liberty, Vice President of Security Product Marketing with CA. Lena, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Very good to talk to you again.
We're here at RSA. It's the Mardi Gras of security.
Yes, it is.
What are the trends that you're really seeing in information security right now across all your industries?
So one of the key things that we're seeing from a security management perspective is that there's definitely an increase from a customer perspective around the concern around internal threats, and also from a regulatory compliance perspective, an increase around the different regulations that are impacting their business, and then the concern that down the road, this, later this year, that there's going to be an increase. And one of the things that we announced last week actually is the results of a security survey that we did. And approximately 78% of the respondents said they expect to see more from a regulatory compliance perspective in the upcoming year. So some of the things that we're doing to help companies address these issues is we're actually announcing, we announced yesterday, a few new technologies that help customers, one, address regulations, but not just from a compliance perspective, but also get the cost out of compliance. So prove regulatory compliance faster and easier with our log management technology that basically allows you to look at the different controls that they've put in place and then associate those controls back up to the regulations that they need to adhere to. And that's new technology that we've just introduced this week, and we're really excited, and we've gotten some great feedback from customers here at the show as well as prior with that technology. And then we've also, we're releasing new versions of our Rolling Compliance Manager products, so CA Rolling Compliance Manager product, which helps companies streamline processes around identity management. So again, taking the cost out of security processes while helping them comply with regulations faster and easier. And then also CA DLP, which is pretty much, as you can expect, data loss prevention. And again, with internal threats being high concern for most companies, with a strong DLP solution, they can set policies in place. And with our solution, there's a unique capability to tie it back to the user, so you're not preventing productivity from happening, but you're actually streamlining it and making sure that you're not susceptible to some of the threats that a lot of companies are concerned with today.
Well, it's interesting because it really maps to what we see certainly in financial services and in government as well to some extent, that people are really concerned about the insider threat and the economic conditions that we're in. It really increased the risk there, and it's something that people are talking to us about, so it sounds like you've got a good product suite for that.
Yes.
For people who feel that they know CA, what would you say is particularly new that they should be paying attention to now in terms of just security?
So definitely our log management solution and technology, and then the other two products that I mentioned, which is again CA Rolling Compliance Manager and CA DLP. But in addition to that, how these products integrate with the other products that we offer is really the uniqueness that CA can offer. So our goal is really to help customers realize the value of their investment immediately from their security purchases. So as they're making an investment and they're layering more technology on, getting more value out of that technology, but actually getting that value faster. So that the survey that I mentioned earlier, one of the other findings that we had in the survey was, though companies aren't decreasing necessarily their security spend, we had about 42% of the respondents said they're going to increase their security spend in the upcoming year. Another 50% said that they're going to keep it the same. So that's pretty high from an IT security spend perspective. It's going to be either maintained or increased. But what they are seeing is they've got to prove to their management team that investment was well worthwhile. So they need to demonstrate that value faster and easier. And the technologies that we've released yesterday, as well as the other technologies with integration across the different products that we offer, really drive home that value proposition for our customers.
That's interesting. We've just done our second annual Banking Information Today security survey, which is looking at trends in financial services. And we asked the same question about budgets. Would you get less this year? Would you be level funded? Would you get an increase? We had 57% say level funded or increase.
So
that was really encouraging.
Yes.
And yet when you ask them what their biggest challenge is, they say they don't have enough budget.
Yes.
So it's an interesting message that we get back.
Yeah, so I think, I don't know if if anyone ever feels like they have enough budget when it comes to security, because, again, the risks are higher today than they were. With all of the increase around internal threats, there's a higher concern, and wanting to make sure that you're doing everything to reduce that risk is pretty significant.
Mm-hmm.
And with compliance still being what it is today, and then the concern that that's going to increase over this upcoming year. In the survey that we had just completed, in North America alone, 26% actually, of the security spend is still geared towards compliance, which is pretty high, because you would think at this point where, you know, the regulatory compliance mandates have been pretty much set in stone over the past few years, we'd be able to take some of that cost out. But it's still pretty high, so I think there's still a lot of processes that IT professionals want to streamline, and some of the technologies that we offer can hopefully help them do that.
That's excellent. Now, has the survey been released yet?
The survey will be released this Thursday.
Oh, excellent. And we're going to talk about ours on Friday, so
exactly.
We're coming out at the same time.
Hopefully we'll have a complimentary information.
Well, so far, so good.
Yeah, so far, so good.
Looking ahead, let's say 6 months down the road, over the next year, what are the areas you think that CA will be paying most attention to in terms of security?
So I think what you'll see from CA is definitely expanding identity and access management beyond just who has access to what, tying some of the knowledge that you gain from a DLP technology and the reactions or how customers and employees and contractors use information, leveraging that to tie it back to into the knowledge base that you have with role in compliance management or identity management, and then streamlining it and making it full circle. So you'll see more intelligent security, for lack of a better term, a term that we leverage and we'll be talking more about as the year progresses, is smart provisioning. So where you can actually manage users based on what their role is in an organization, but then understand how they use information and learn from that as the user, you know, continues through their life cycle in the company, and then update and manage the security more proactive. So I think you'll see more and more of that. You heard a little bit about the need for integration in Art's speech earlier today. And actually on Thursday, Dave Hansen, the General Manager for the Security Business Unit, is going to be keynoting. And we'll actually be demonstrating how that technology can come to life.
Excellent. Look forward to it. Mm-hmm. Lena, thank you for your time and for your insight today.
Thank you.